Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, here. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I am joined by a couple of fun co-hosts today, a little different show today. Want to introduce Laura to the audience. Laura, thank you for being here.
Hello, yes, I came here for the fun.
Yeah, we got it in store. We got it locked up. It's right to your left. You just go ahead and pick that up right there. And Beth Habagger's with us.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you guys here. Thanks so much for being here with us today. We want to send a shout out to, of course, Brittany Merlot, who is not with us this morning. Brittany is enjoying herself, hopefully.
Enjoy your flurries in Florida,
yeah,
Brittany.
Yeah. Yes. She'll be back with us next week.
Bring back the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ask.
We got a jam-packed show for you. I have 10 hours of show that somehow we will cram into 2 hours. We always do it, and we're going to have some fun doing it today. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Going to dive into that one. We'll also get into a couple of other fun topics. Progresso is selling chicken noodle soup cough drops.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right reaction.
No.
Pop culture moments that'll be a decade old in 2025. So that is going to be interesting.
Because this weather's not making us feel old enough.
Right, yeah. So I just thought I'd just push it over the edge
a little bit.
And if we have time, the 100 worst rated foods in the world.
Oh, can we please get to that one?
Yeah,
I need to get to that one.
We'll make some time for
that one.
Yeah. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to Denise and the gang joining us then. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news for you. We're going to talk Harry Met Sally a little bit. Rewind to that. Post Malone Oreos.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Post
know.
Post Malorios. You're welcome.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Well done. Well
yes.
done. Not even 8:30. You didn't pull that one out.
I
Nicely
am
done.
3 sips of coffee in. You guys are in for a treat.
But we do want to start the show in two places. One, a quick programming note. We have been enjoying and appreciative of our Tuesday and Thursday lineups, in particular between 5 and 6 when we've been playing Community Stories. Mm-hmm. Melissa's fantastic show that she's been taking a bit of a hiatus this month, and she'll be back next month, and we're looking forward to that. It's incredible work that she has been doing on that show. In the meantime, we've been playing on Tuesdays and Unlabeled, and on Thursdays a Seth Faces the Music. Well, this Thursday we have a very special episode for you between 5 and 6. We are going to be playing our Director's Playhouse, which is Director's Cut, just reimagined and everything, just redone a little bit. So this is actually our first Director's Playhouse of the year and with the new name. And boy, do we have a set of guests for you, everybody, because yesterday joining me on the phone was Colin Mockery. From Whose Line Is
wow.
It Anyway? And
that is a get.
The award-winning, and outside of Robin Williams, the greatest improv artist I have ever seen.
And he's from the original run of that show.
Yeah. Colin joined us along with Asad Mekki, and they are doing hip-prov, this awesome combination of hypnosis and improv comedy.
Very cool.
We got to know the guys a little bit in the first half of the show. In the second half of the show, we really focused on the show that they are going to be doing this Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau, 7:30. Get your tickets at grandtheater.com, grandtheater.com. I put up a post on my page, and I shared it on our Facebook page, so there's a link right there if you want to get tickets and see this amazing show. I cannot stress enough that it is very rare that you get to see this kind of talent in person, let alone in improv.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, in some years back, my sister and I went to see George Carlin at Stevens Point, and we didn't know that it'd be on his last tour and one of his last shows, but it was. And I listened to Carlin my whole life. I'd never seen him like that. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard him like that. There's something different about seeing somebody live.
Yeah.
And it's seeing a talent like Collins in person when there's no script.
Yeah. No, he's genuinely a legend of improv. A Second City alum, too, right?
Yep.
So what
absolutely
I'm hearing
legend.
Is a staff bonding evening on Saturday night up in Wausau.
Oh, that sounds like a great team
that would
And then we convince them to hypnotize James so that he can sleep.
Ooh.
Here,
right?
Ooh, he'd miss the show, but it would be so worth it.
Wouldn't it?
So yes, it would. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. I've been working on this for about a month to get this interview, and then I hadn't heard from their representation for about a couple weeks here, actually. And I just kind of thought that the interview was not going to happen. It was moving on. They got in touch with me less than 24 hours before we were going to do the interview, which is how these things work a lot of times. The guys had an interview on TV right after our interview. So this is how this kind of works when they're promoting a show and everything. So I had like 80 questions. I did not really get to prep for this like I usually do and thin it out and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that I was going to have is what you do with subjects like me, because I've been told that I can't be hypnotized. My brain just is one of those brains. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people like that in life. Mm-hmm. Right. Mine is just, it does not stop. And that doesn't help a hypnotist. Right. But I'd be very curious to see how he would handle that and everything. They do a great job with this show. They're having a lot of fun with it. The tour is not stopping anytime soon, but this is the only stop that they have in Wisconsin. So if you want to see them, this is your shot.
There are still
tickets available. And I would be remiss if I did not mention as well, because my agent's voice is in the back of my head, there is a chance you might even see me out there one time. So keep your eyes on that tour, everybody, because that is going to be pretty cool. And again, I just have to say really quickly to Assad, to Colin, thank you so much for the time. We had a little bit of technical issues with Colin's phone. You're going to hear pretty quickly in the interview. It comes, you can hear him the whole time, but there's a little bit of robotics involved. We had some fun with that because we are children. You put three children on the show together and everything, and we're going to do that. But the guys could not have been greater. A big shout out to their representation as well for hooking all this up with me. It was a really fun time. Join us today from 5 to 6 for a special edition of Director's Playhouse, where that will be playing for you. We will also have it for you on Sunday when Director's Playhouse usually plays at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A special shout out to man I share a brain with, and Seth, who is technically on vacation. Well, I get one half, you get the other half back.
Oh, is that how it works?
Okay. I could have swore you told me that, actually.
Well, you know.
I could have swore it was backstage at WRCT. You told me that. Maybe I'm wrong. You can have the whole brain if you want.
I'm a good sharer. My mom taught me well.
When he's here. When he's here, I can power the brain. There you go. Seth is on break technically right now, but he's still going to stop in today to get this done. I actually reached out to him right away because I was like, hey, man, do you think we can do this? Would you be game and all that? Too good of an opportunity.
Right.
Too good of an opportunity for our audience, for our station to not get this on the air. Big shout out to him for working extra a little bit there. Again, get your tickets for this amazing show coming up this Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau, 7:30. You can get your tickets at grandtheater.com. And thank you to the boys. I appreciate them.
Yes.
So we actually have to start in an interesting place here because Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper is one of these one of the more popular sodas of all time.
Yeah, big fan.
Mm-hmm. Been around a long time. Also unique because of its flavor, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very unique
all
flavor.
All of them.
Yes.
Right. Now, I
notoriously many flavors.
Long-time listeners of the show know that part of how we keep this show fresh and interesting is with each guest, I try to tailor the show for them and give them topics that they, you know, talking points and everything. No different than you would any interview or any guest you have. I think you open up your house to them and you let them around and stuff. You let them drink. So with it comes to Dr. Pepper, Laura is the one person I know that is a diehard Dr. Pepper fan.
It's true.
And I don't believe there's a flavor you don't like. There's some you like more than others. But
yes. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. I will even drink the zero sugar ones. I'm a fan.
Unintentionally, I just, down one of the many rabbit holes I go down, I happened to come across this article from MSN.com, and a shout out to them for this, about the origins of Dr. Pepper's name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the notorious Dr. Pepper himself.
I had never heard this before, and I thought it was kind of interesting. The company's official website has one answer, but there's more answers online, and this is actually kind of a running story going on and everything. It's fascinated people for many, many years. So the one aspect seems to be like, so one of the stories is that Dr. Pepper got its name by a old Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore in Waco, Texas. Mm-hmm. That was the first one sold. A pharmacist named Charles Alderton is credited with the invention of the beverage, but the store's owner, Wade Morrison, was the one who sold and marketed it. And although the logo and slogans of the drink evolved over the years, the name has remained the same. The company's official website claims that to have an answer to the name, it states that Morrison fell in love with a doctor's daughter, specifically the doctor of Dr. Charles Pepper.
Cute.
Despite the corporate Dr. Pepper site sharing this tale, the story has been contested over the years, with a few different versions being shared. But there's a lot of pushback on this one timeline-wise. The story is still circulating, despite its lack of credibility. And some variations state that the drink was named as thanks to the doctor for his approval of Morrison's marriage proposal to his daughter.
Still cute.
So that's interesting, too. Then there is the other story. The story may seem wholesome, but on the surface, real timeline reveals a dark twist. At the time of the drink's release and subsequent naming, Morrison was 19 years old, while legal age to get married, the alleged young Miss Pepper, was not. She would have been only 8.
Oh,
not cute.
No.
So obviously this story doesn't work.
Super duper not cute.
I think it's pretty fair to say that just didn't happen. You know, I think it's pretty fair to say.
I would love to say that, but however, history would correct me because that definitely would have happened.
It could have happened, absolutely.
You know, but it doesn't hurt my brain to just move on.
Right.
Sure.
And I'm just going to choose to
do
that.
I just wanted to recognize history because that is who I am as a human.
So where did the name come from, if not from the father of Morrison's first love? There is another variation of the tale that fortunately doesn't suggest the existence of any child brides. The story states that Morrison actually worked for Dr. Charles Pepper when he lived in rural Virginia. According to this version, Pepper must have been a pretty great boss. It said that Morrison named the drink in honor of his former employer, despite refusing Morrison's request to marry his daughter. So that part still seems to stick around.
Stand strong, Dr. Pepper.
At the end of the day, it seems Morrison did not end up marrying anyone from the Pepper family. Instead, he left Virginia for the Lone Star State. While living in Texas, he opened up his own drugstore, the one where Dr. Pepper was first sold.
Okay. That was a little bit better.
As a nod to the guy who got him started on his career kind of thing.
Yeah.
I prefer that story to child bride story. Yeah.
It seems as though the actual story of how Dr. Pepper got his name will remain a mystery. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. there are many, many ways to utilize the soda that people have found, which have kind of reminiscent of its inventors, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of cool. And one of the other cool things I think has happened about this is a lot of diehard fans of it have come up with their own origin stories.
Yeah. See, so here's mine. It's that there are 23 flavors, notoriously, in this Dr. Pepper, and so I just always kind of assumed there was a spicy one, and they're like, that one's got some pep to it, and it's medicinal because it was the time where everything was medicinal.
Right.
So, you know, Dr. Pepper.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I like it.
It's as reasonable as anything else, to be fair.
I like the idea of somebody taking a sip, they walk, and they skip for no reason. Oh, I got a pep in my step.
Exactly.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah.
You're
writing Dr. Pepper ads.
I really am. I really am. We want our money. We want our money.
No. You can pay me in Dr. Pepper. Thank you.
Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's lighter than a feather but hard to hold?
Hard to hold.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure on this one. What is it?
A breath.
Okay, that one took. I didn't catch that. I didn't see that one coming. That was good. Thank you, bud. We appreciate you. Have a great morning. You have a good morning, and a big thank you to our friends over at the ODC.
Yes.
We appreciate it. We say a shout out to them. Encourage you to find out more about. They were just on the air with us yesterday.
They were. They have an event coming up in mm-hmm. March, right?
We're very excited about it.
Entertainment to Empower in Marshfield.
Marshfield. Yeah. It's going to be a really fun event. You can find out about that and more at ODC.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Support our good friends over there. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Laura, Beth, and James here at the Morning Show on WFHR. You You heard Mr. Laban. It's time for the Yellow Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Join them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, support our great friends over at El Cafe. They are rolling out their new menu today. Let's make this official. They're rolling out the new menu today. And enjoy the menu, everybody. Check it out. Give them your feedback on it. Be good to our friends over there and check them out. Great stuff over there at El Cafe. Buy local and support local. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. You can email us there. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And we have two different phone numbers you can call.
Oh, my gosh, it's true.
Yeah.
It is.
One of them is
424-2600.
And our front desk.
715-424-1300.
Oh, see, now you threw the area code.
Yeah.
Nice job. Nice
yeah.
work.
Not all of our listeners are 715 that's right, area that's code true. Listeners.
Well, so and even clear. In the 715, you have to dial 715.
That's true.
It always throws me when I got to dial the 1. Like, some places you got to dial the 1 before the 715, and some you don't. And then
Oh, man. Hey, I looked at the El Cafe menu just to look, just to have it. And, James, you're not going to believe it. Today's lunch featured menu item is a bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going.
Oh, my God. I got to try it. I'm already there. Mentally, I'm already there. I'm not even here.
You got to go.
Look at that. He's out the door.
Yeah. It's like they did it just for you. And those breakfast tacos look incredible. Oh. That's avocado slices right there on your breakfast taco.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We have two possible qualifiers on our list today. I need a 1 or a 2. Laura, give me a 1 or 2.
1.
All right. Gives us the qualifier there. And let's go ahead and dive right in. First up, we want to wish you happy birthday to Todd Bates.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Happy birthday, Janet. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you, Janet. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals that you are our qualifier today.
Yes.
And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our celebrity list. Kicks it off. Josh Thompson is 47, country singer, biggest hit way out here. He's also got a cold beer with your name on it. That's another one of his hits.
He is actually a Wisconsin native.
I thought so. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Somewhere out east, I believe. He's been a big songwriter in Nashville for quite a while, too. Written for just about every big artist.
Yes, he has.
Tiffany Thiessen is 51.
No.
Oh.
I didn't expect that to make me feel old. Wow.
I know.
No, but she's still lovely as ever. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210. She is currently was Alexa's mom on the Netflix show Alexa and Katie.
Yes, and that's about a teenager who has cancer.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good show.
Sounds like it.
I don't know how you guys look at this, but I look, especially as we get more and more mediums and streaming and cable and basic TV and all these things. I think that when I think about TV actors, I think there's a giant difference between doing a show on NBC and doing a show on HBO. Just what you can get away with and all those things.
And
the level of acting you can go to, because there's only so high you can go if without looking like you're overacting or it just doesn't work on a small screen. That does on a bigger screen or a screen that, when it's HBO and they don't have the rating issues that you have on basic TV. I don't know it. In the history, and as much as I've studied it and everything, and there's so many great actors and actresses that I've seen on TV, I feel very comfortable putting her in the top 10. Mariska Hargitay is 61 today.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay?
Hargitay, thank you.
Yes.
Hargitay.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, famously known as Captain Olivia Benson on Law and Order Special Victims Unit, but she has showed up on all the Law and Orders.
Well, and here's the other thing, right? Like, as an actor, right, among actors, right, you can't out-act the crew that you're with either, and sometimes that's limited by the production company and whatever budgets. SVU has never had that problem. Like, every actor on the show is incredible.
Yes.
They really
cast it
well.
They're really all able to hit tens every episode. It's fantastic. Well, that's why the show is still going the way that it's going.
And her commitment to that character, because she's been playing that for over two decades now.
Yeah. It's one of the only roles she does play, because she really focuses on being a mother. And,
exactly.
And that's incredibly important to her, especially when you know a bit about her past. Her mom was Jean Mansfield, and Mariska and her brothers were in the back seat of the car during the accident that took her mom's life in 67. Oh, she was only 3 years old.
Right.
So while she loves to act and loves to perform, loves her crew, this is good enough for her.
Family
comes
first.
She's getting an amazing paycheck from SVU.
Oh yeah, she's doing just fine. Her family is great. She gets time with her family and her kids. I mean, she's doing it right.
And
happy birthday, Mariska.
It cannot be stressed enough how the dedication that that original cast put to that show, the leap of faith they took in that show, NBC, and the importance of that show. I'm not saying it's the most important show of all time, but it is up there. And I know about this because I talk to people about this when it comes to sexual crimes, we're making us part of what people have gotten away with, these cowards, these people that hurt people like that, is us not talking about
it.
And it really shadows. Did make it possible to talk
show
about
like
it.
This brought it out more.
Right. People were watching it. We were just talking about a show, and then it related to life.
Princess Caroline of Monaco is 68. Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Robert Zander is 72. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and amazing guy. From lead singer and songwriter for Cheap Trick.
Okay.
The Flame, Don't Be Cruel, I Want You to Want Me, of course. And couldn't have been a nicer man to a young radio DJ who was just starting out. And with 5 minutes to go, walking up to the stage, was told, hey, you're going to introduce this band to the, Grand Central Theater. Not Grand Central. I'm sorry. It was the Wausau State Fair, I believe. Panama could correct me on this. He would know for sure. But yeah, it was just a wild thing. And him and Rick couldn't have been nicer to me. My eyes must have looked like giant saucers. And they're like, hey, man, let's have some fun. And they were great. They found out I was from Illinois, too. And we just we talked about that for like what felt like 20 minutes, but it was like two. And they couldn't have been nicer guys. Excellent. Incredible front man. Very strong frontman. Let's see here. Cheetah Rivera would have been 92 today. 1933, born in 1933. She is West Side Story.
Yes.
And Chicago, really, for a lot of people out there.
Yes.
And she was the first Latin woman to receive a Kennedy Center honor. Quite a career, quite a life. Anita Pointer, born on this day in 1948. One of the Pointer sisters, of course.
Yes. We are family.
I'm so excited.
They
Jump. Automatic. Yeah. Neutron Dance.
Yes.
Neutron Dance is not one's underrated. Neutron
we stopped dance. Doing it. Why did we stop
I don't
doing
know.
It?
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on. We need to be doing the Neutron
Bring it back.
That's great.
That's
great, Beth. That's great. Love that. I want to see
Come on.
I'm trying to think in my head because I know I was alive when that was a thing, and I'm positive I did the Neutron Dance at some point in my life. It was probably seeing a girl that I was not old enough to talk to across the street and or across the room and tried to do the Neutron Dance walking up to her and her laughing and going the other way.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. And wrapping up our birthday and anniversary list, Rucker Hauer, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2019. The Hitcher, Blind Furry, Hobo the Shotgun. He was also the CEO in the Batman Begins movies. Had a really solid career, but Blade Runner is what we know him from. I would like to throw out there too, there's a why can't I think of it right now? There is a Rucker Hauer movie he did with Matthew Broderick. I talk about it all the time, and now for some reason I can't think of it.
That's usually how that works.
Yeah, one time I needed it, it's not there for me. He was in Sin City as well, too.
Lady Hawk.
Thank you, Lady Hawk.
You're welcome.
One of the best, worst movies of all time. I say that because I've watched it so many times. It's a good movie, but for some reason...
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer, Matthew Broderick,
It's a fantastic cast. It's a beautiful kind of story about like Michelle Pfeiffer's character. They're cursed. Her and Rucker Hauer's characters are lovers, but they're cursed. When the sun goes down, he turns into a wolf and she turns into a hawk and they can't be one goes human, one goes animal, and they can't be together, so they're constantly trying to get together. And Matthew Broderick's character is trying, and it's all set in kind of like the Renaissance era, the Lord of the Rings kind of type thing.
Also
however, if they had just done all that, I think it would have been a fine movie and might even be a cult classic. Mm-hmm. It's a cult classic mainly because they decided, you know what we're going to do for the music? Synthesizers. Just 80s synthesizers throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that turned it into magic.
And it just doesn't blend well, but that's part of the, that's part of the charm of
it's
it.
It's part of the charm.
Does anybody remember Heath Ledger's A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
Now, in that one, I feel like they had the same format, but they used, like, We Will Rock You and some
the
songs.
The music was spectacular.
And it worked. Yeah. It seemed to work pretty good.
That's,
I think that can be done.
That's a solid soundtrack still,
just very hard.
Honestly.
But I will say, if you are kind of underestimating Rucker Hauer, don't think much of him, watch the last 2 minutes of Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His face and the line he delivers is, I think you can make an argument, the most iconic line in sci-fi history. And the most iconic scene in sci-fi history. Him and Harrison Ford in that scene with the rain coming down. I've watched that scene at least 9,000 times, at least. And I still get moved by it every time I see it. Mm-hmm. It's, to me, anything Rucker Hauer had for talent and skill and everything, put everything into that scene. And man, it was worth it. It's an underrated movie in some ways. To me, even though it's a pop culture big hit and everything, I understand how big the movie is, but I think because of that scene, it's almost underrated.
Sure.
It's a beautiful scene. Great actor, too. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Todd Bates.
Happy birthday, Todd.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Happy birthday, Janet. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We will get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and have some fun. We're going to talk lozenges. We're talking lozenges. We're talking cough drops. When we come back, everybody, make sure you got some. When we come back on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the...
Hope y'all are having a great start to your morning. Happy Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Laura, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one. Had to play the Might Be Giants bumper. This is my thank you to Seth.
I was going to say...
Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate
you,
Seth.
Man.
So, yes or no to this, and we do want audience participation. You all, of course, got your morning show play-at-home versions a long time ago. That is the phone number, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Let us know, yes or no, there's no middle ground. Progresso just debuted new chicken noodle soup-flavored cough drops for National Soup Month.
No.
Hard pass.
They're called soup drops. Soup drops. Yeah. But they're not medicated in any way. So they're technically marketed as soup-flavored candy, which is somehow even worse.
I'm not sure. That I don't like that. So it's a broth drop, cough drop.
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely done. They announced them yesterday, and they sold out immediately. But they're doing another drop next Thursday, again week after. You get 20 drops for $2.49 plus $1 shipping. You can also get a can of actual chicken noodle soup with it. The press release says, quote, when you're sick, nothing is truly more reassuring than chicken noodle soup. So we thought, why stop at the soup bowl? Someone who tried them said that they do taste surprisingly similar to actual chicken noodle soup.
Okay, right there. Similar. It doesn't taste like the soup. So if I want soup, I'm gonna get soup.
So I'm also... So two things. One, I listened to Jane and Greg cover this on Matt and Air on Air yesterday. So I've already been briefed, if you will. I have feelings. So for... The headline to me is that the media company chose to use the tagline, soup you can suck on.
So basically what they're saying is the soup sucks.
Oh. It's... Ba-da-bum. Oh. And I'll have you know, I have been trying to load the Progresso Soup Drops website just to see, because I know that they dropped some this morning, no pun intended. And the website is crashing. So, like, they're probably selling out again. This is insane.
If this is something you're into, please call in. Convince me.
I want to hear from anyone interested in such things.
Yes.
Because I am so confused that it hurts.
I'm not sure who this is even marketed towards.
And isn't the whole point of chicken noodle soup the chicken part of it that helps? There's something about it that helps... heal you
Isn't
when you're
it
sick.
About, it's about having a warm, steaming bowl of comfort.
Exactly.
We have cough drops for this. Eat soup.
Yeah.
I feel like that nobody really eats soup for the flavor. Like, it's everything you guys were just saying about
soup. Oh, no,
soup.
I eat soup for flavor. Yeah. Soup is one of my favorite things
chicken noodle in particular.
Okay, chicken noodle
Chicken
soup.
Noodle in particular.
If you
that
do
this
it
broth,
right, you can eat right. it for the flavor, but not Progresso chicken noodle soup.
That's, yeah, I was going to say that the one standout I would say is homemade chicken noodle
yes.
soup. Like,
right.
that's certainly a whole different ballgame. That's a whole lot of flavor.
And
everything.
If I want a cough drop, I want something that has menthol in it that's actually going to clear my sinuses or
yeah.
something, not just something to suck on in my mouth. If you're going to give me a hard candy to suck on, give me a Jolly Rancher.
I feel like you're doing candy wrong. Like,
yeah.
like I didn't know you could do that, but somehow you messed this up.
Well, and this isn't the first attempt to put something savory into candy, but candy is sweet. Let's keep candy sweet, please.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like this is, and forgive me, but it feels like this is marketed towards our senior population more. But
that's the new grandma candy, isn't it?
That's what I was
thinking.
It's
what we're going to find in the bottom of all the grandma's purses now. It's a soup cough drop.
I happen to pull a handful of our listeners and
that
a handful
hurts.
Of people that I've talked to at the gas station and that in the senior age, and all of them laughed at me and said they would never buy this.
Thank goodness.
They said, no, I got
worried. Listen to your elders.
Okay, so
one gentleman offered me a Werther's. Actually, I pulled out a Werther's, had
much
one in my pocket.
Yes, please.
Okay, here's a quote from a fastcompany.com, right? Clearly, soup-flavored candy is the hot new item we didn't know we needed. On Thursday, this is last Thursday, Progresso took to Instagram to explain that in under an hour, it was sold out of soup drops. Well, this is super awkward. They spelled it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our soup drops sold out before we had the chance to tell you, the post reads. But don't worry, there's a fresh batch of soup you can suck on coming your way next Thursday. That is today. And their website is crashing, so I'm going to guess.
They're selling out.
They're selling out again.
It's
there are people buying this.
I don't know what to do with that.
No.
I don't know.
Well,
what it says about our world.
And
I really
according
don't.
To according to Greg's math, this is not my math. I'm not mathing it. If I remember right, he said it's... The can of soup drops with the little mini can of soup that comes with it is only 14 cents more than an actual can of Progresso chicken noodle soup. So just buy the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Please buy the soup.
I mean, I
just buy soup.
I do want to make this very clear. I love their soup.
Yeah.
Great.
Soup. Love their soup.
I will buy Progresso soup still, but I'm not buying soup drops.
That's what Progresso does. They do soup. Stick with what you know here.
I do, however, I believe have a the perfect jingle for them.
Okay.
They steal the song "Freeze Frame" from Jay Gallagher.
Soup drops.
Soup drops.
And you're welcome. You now have that earworm in your head for the rest of the day.
Good luck with that. Let's go ahead and pull this Band-Aid off. Let's get into this one. Pop culture moments that'll be a decade old in 2025. These are things off of a list off of BuzzFeed. It's almost it is 2025, and maybe a little bit fast for this, but it might feel like. But some of these movies are going to shock you that they are 25 years old already. Or not 25 years old, but
10 years old.
Decade old here. Making it even older. Making it even worse. And they're not in any particular order or anything, but we'll just go right at the start. Star Wars returned with The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
That actually feels like it was longer ago.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Yeah.
I think
2015 was a weird year for me, so all of these are going to be shocking.
I think in part because I've watched just about, and I think I have, outside of maybe one, two things, I've watched everything Star Wars has come out with since then, and it feels like it's been longer than that. Because of all the content and
that
everything.
That kicked them into high gear.
Mm. By Star Wars standards, they've made 25 years of content since then.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 came out, ending the original Hunger Games saga. So that wrapped up 10 years ago.
Wow, so the third movie came out 10 years ago. Shoot. Mm.
Hoverboards were a big thing, and Apple Watches made their debut.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. The Apple Watch. Yeah. Happy birthday, Apple Watch.
Yeah, go figure. I guess.
Remember when the hoverboard thing was going around there?
They were going on fire around.
Yeah.
There.
They were combusting. Yeah,
that's really the only reason I remember them is that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you.
Oh.
Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars was the biggest song of the year.
And it's a great song. Has not lost its popularity.
It's a good song.
My 10, almost 11-year-old loves to put that on the little woman in a box and just dance around the house.
I had Bruno. It's a lot could change. He's still a very young man, but up to this point right now, I had Bruno Mars' career wrong. I thought he was like the next Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
I thought he was like going to just blow up and just the next 8 albums he was going to come out were going to be huge. And
it's like he took 5 years to step back and just enjoy it.
Win
a Grammy.
He's got a residency in Vegas.
Exactly.
I mean, he's still playing and stuff.
He's just having a good time.
What happened to him?
Yeah. No, he's just having a good time.
Yeah.
No, I can't blame him. He's out there doing his thing.
The left shark upstaged Katy Perry during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Everyone remembers the shark. Go shark, team shark.
I remember that. Zayn Malik announced his departure from One Direction.
Yes, we all remember where we were with One Direction.
I don't know any of the words I just said. I don't know. Taylor Swift's 1989 tour was the highest grossing tour of the year.
Of the year, okay.
Of that year. And it...
Say what you will.
She still knows how to do it.
10 years later, and still, that is impressive. Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe.
Oh,
I remember that.
Oh, I can't believe that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza Rat was 10 years ago. Oh, the rat that was carrying a pizza slicer out in New York. Yeah. The big celebrity weddings. Jennifer Aniston married Justin Theroux. Sofia Vergara married Joe Mangiello. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher got married. Meanwhile, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announced their divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Holland was cast as Spider-Man.
Yes. One of the best castings ever.
Agreed.
Yeah. They needed to hire a young man for the job, and they just hadn't done it yet.
Who was passionate about the role, too. Mm-hmm. The amount of work that he put in just to audition for that was phenomenal.
They're both been back by now, but I will never forget how I felt when Jon Stewart hosted his final Daily Show and David Letterman hosted his final Late Show.
Yeah.
They were almost like back-to-back weeks, and those are two of my bigger influences, and that really rocked me.
Yeah.
I really thought that David Letterman especially, because I didn't think Jon Stewart was going to go away, but the way he was talking at the time, him and his wife have this home on their farm out in Jersey for animals that need a place to go.
Yeah, they have an animal sanctuary out in Jersey.
But like for rare animals and stuff, not your everyday ones and stuff, like people that can't accept a cow, they take the cow in, that kind of thing.
Right.
And he seemed so locked in on that. I thought that's where he was going to go with the rest of his life and maybe jump into politics here and there. He's had about 2 shows since then.
Mm-hmm.
David Letterman, I thought, was just going to go away. We never see him again. Because Letterman doesn't need this.
Right.
Like, I don't mean money-wise. I mean just entertainment-wise.
He's got his accolades. He's got his fame. Yeah.
David Letterman is, whether you like him or not, he's one of the greatest to ever do it, and that's never going to change. Only thing that's happened since he retired is he's just solidified his legacy even more with some of the interviews he's done and stripped away all the corporate stuff and everything. It's just him and somebody else and a couple microphones. I think he's gotten better as an interviewer without all of the pomp and circumstance and everything. And I love the beard.
Well,
love
I'm
the
guessing he's probably finally getting to ask the questions that he wants to ask.
Exactly.
The ones that he's being told to ask.
Without the legacy behind what he's doing. I used to
freeing. Do the greatest limited David Letterman impression. And by that, I mean I could do his laugh. I can't do it anymore. Mad Men and Parks and Recreations aired their final episodes.
Wow.
Okay.
Mad Men, I didn't watch the show. I saw a couple of the first episodes and everything. But I will say that series finale, a lot of people seem to be happy with. And you don't hear that very often.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear a lot of complaints on that one. And Parks and Recs was one of my favorite shows. I love that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the white and gold or black and blue dress broke the internet.
Yeah, it was black and blue, right?
White and gold.
Oh, come on. No. Definitely black and blue.
I had to look it back up. I had to look it back up to look at it and everything to get a look at the...
It's just an inverted filter, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's white and gold.
It's right.
Yep.
It's,
yep.
It's funny, is what it is. In many ways, I kind of I wish that was the only debating we really did online.
Oh,
with silly
great.
Things like that.
It's
like,
a dress. There, I solved it. It's a
yes.
dress.
As a society, we should all just make like a gentleman's agreement that's all we'll do online. The only bickering we'll do is over like nonsense things
right.
like
yes.
this. Like we
yes.
should all
this
just
is a blurry
agree.
Picture of an animal. Tell me what you think it is.
Yep,
that's what
yep.
I want to bicker about.
There you go.
It's a squirrel. No, it's a chipmunk.
It's a rat. What are you talking about?
It's a beaver.
We will take a time out and come back with the 100 worst rated foods in the world. We made time, you guys. We made time. We'll come back with it on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Ah, oh, that voice. Laura, Beth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. How adventurous of an eater are you? The site Taste Atlas ranked the 100 grossest foods in the world based on 390,000 online reviews from tourists. Most of the top 10 sound pretty gross, and Nordic countries dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But is there anything on the list that you would try? We'll go ahead and find out, and we want to hear from the audience as well on this one.
424-2600.
Okay, so I'm going to say this up front. I will try any food item one time.
Good to know.
Food item. Glad you specified.
I do not limit that to just food items, but for this conversation, I will.
Blood pancakes shows up first on the list. Pancakes yep. made with onions, spices, and reindeer blood. They're popular in Sweden and Finland, but the average rating from tourists was 1.6 out of 5.
Yep.
Well, I mean, my dad and I used to sop up the juice left over from steaks that we would make yeah. with bread. So
yeah, it's one of those things. It's a needless addition that back when they didn't have spices, they used for flavor. But like, there's spices now. Just put cayenne in it or something.
Yeah.
Blood plat or blood pate. I'm sorry, blood pate.
Yeah. No. No. See, I draw the. I will try a pate, but I hate them.
I want to just get the description in real quick. Dumplings with reindeer blood. Sweden and Finland again.
Oi,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
just all kinds of wrong.
So that's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's...
Svede. That's just half a sheep's head boiled and severed with mashed potatoes. It's a traditional dish in Iceland.
Oh, that actually doesn't sound so bad. That's just meat. It's just it's head meat.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. Yeah.
Head meat.
It's head meat.
Head meat is funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just head meat.
It's meat. You're eating meat. And yeah, it might be looking at you, but you're eating meat. It's fine.
Looking at you. You will of steel when it comes
yes.
to food, right?
I will try any food item one time.
Deep fried silkworms. Seasoned with salt and pepper, they're popular in Thailand.
Okay, so crunchy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, crunchy. Okay.
So a little crunchy, salty, high protein snack.
Not too much difference from like eating grasshoppers, right?
Right. It's probably the same as like fried crickets or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chapu lele. This is a Chilean bread made with potatoes and flour. Oh,
How is that
on this list?
Yeah,
that sounds
I'll take that.
Perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
I will eat 10 of them today.
See, now, because it's on this list, it makes me wonder what... There's got to be something.
It's a texture thing.
There's got to be some weird way
potato bread.
It is made, or I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Whatever.
That one actually worries me the most on the list because it is so blank. Yes,
right.
It is so...
Where's the ew?
Yeah, yeah. Jellied eels. They're an old-school street food in England dating back to the 1700s. Mm-hmm. The flavor is described as unique.
Yeah. I mean, they do have eel in, like, sushi and stuff. So people are, like, eating fried eel already.
Is this fried?
Doesn't say. Doesn't say.
It says jellied, right?
Jellied, yes.
I'm thinking,
it's
like, lutefisk.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
that's
it like
totally
the
what
eel,
it's like, isn't it?
Eel version of lutefisk, which I... Yeah, no.
I don't think your food is ever good if they use the same description word as my sister does to describe me to people. Unique. Like, I don't feel like that's good.
No.
I don't feel like, you know, Jimmy's unique.
I thought you were going to go with jellied, and I was very concerned.
Ramen burger. It's the only American one in the top 10. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it in 2013. The buns are made of fried ramen noodles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I'd eat it with a fork.
Sour curry with made with fish entrails. It's traditional in southern Thailand.
What's sour about it?
Mm,
Is it just that it's entrails? In which case, I'll eat with a spoon?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, if the fish is trying to get rid of it, why would I want to eat it?
nice, yeah. Artichoke salad in Greece. They boil the artichokes to make them tender, then cut them up, add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, would eat a whole bowl, sure.
Yeah.
The only other American food that made the top 25 was frog-eyed salad in Utah. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip, and canned fruit, but not actual frog eyes.
Oh. That's where I draw the line. Absolutely not. I do not eat whipped cream salads. Don't make me do it.
Come on. I'll do it. That's one I'll do.
That's hilarious to me. Yes,
you'll try everything.
All this other stuff
except.
You were fine.
I hate fluff. I hate like the marshmallow fluff salads. Oh God, they make me so sad. Just take the whipped cream out and the marshmallows out, and I would eat a bowl of the fruit.
Four American dishes made the top 100: tuna casserole, chocolate covered bacon, chicken a la king, and chicken wriggles. It's a pasta dish with roots in upstate New York. Chicken wriggles. Although many variations exist, it typically consists of chicken, rigatoni, and a hot or sweet peppers in a spicy cream and tomato sauce.
None of that sounds bad to me.
No, I would eat all of those things. Yeah. Maybe it's because we're American.
That's my favorite noodle, rigatoni.
Also, I would eat almost anything, so yeah.
That seems all right. Actually, not a horrible list.
No, I was expecting a lot more. So there's like... What's the name of the fermented shark they bury it and they have it salted and it cures for like 5 to 10 years? I want to say, I know it's Scandinavian. I can't remember the country. That's where I draw the line. Absolutely not.
You have to try that or look that up. Anybody that tries any of these or anything, please let us know what you think. Canada got late on the list with fiddlehead. Fiddleheads are a...
It's a harvested, you can forage those.
I just wanted to say fiddleheads. It's
an aromatic, it's kind of oniony.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We are looking forward to coming back with another whole hour of show for you. We're looking forward to kicking it off with our good friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise is going to join us with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news. We got the Oscar nominations that kicked off this morning. Grab those for us. We'll get into all that coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. The story of a transgender drug lord is the one to beat at this year's Oscars.
Are you English?
They announced the nominations last hour in L.A. and Emilia Perez got the most, 13, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon. The Brutalist and Wicked each got 10. Crews report progress controlling the flames of a new wildfire north of L.A. In Castaic, County Fire Captain Sheila